the Pinky to Pig Show. Okay, okay. This is Pinky the Pig. Yay! It's time for the Pinky the Pig podcast show.
Okay.
Mildred is here. Hi, Mildred. How are you?
I'm good, Pinky. How about yourself?
I'm so good. Yes, I am. So anyways, so last night we had a visitor.
You did? Somebody came to visit you?
Yes.
Was it a person?
No.
Was it an animal?
Yes, it was an animal. And he was on a porch. I don't know if it was a boy or a girl, but he was on a porch.
Okay, what are you going to tell me?
Well, you want to guess?
Well, could you give me a hint?
Okay, okay. It was a tuxedo animal.
Oh, yeah. Well, you talked about the tuxedo animals, right? With the black and white.
Yes?
Yes, I remember that was podcast number 17.
Okay.
Okay, so I need to try to guess. Well, let's see. It was at nighttime. So, was it a raccoon?
No, it was not a raccoon.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe you should just tell me.
Well, let me give you another little hint.
Okay.
Well, you could smell it before you saw it.
Oh, you had a visit from a skunk?
Yes, we had a visit from a skunk.
And did it spray?
Well, no. And you know what's really kind of weird? I kind of like the smell of a skunk.
You do?
Yeah, so is Penelope.
Wow. Well, each to their own.
Yeah, I liked it. I like it all the time. As long as I'm not too strong, I like it.
Okay.
But, you know, when it really do spray hard, and then that is pretty strong. But you know what happened one time?
Know what?
Our dog, Buckshot, he got sprayed by a skunk. I mean, he got sprayed by the skunk. He really did smell pretty bad.
I thought you said you liked the smell of a skunk.
Well, yeah, that's a fine line.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway, Buckshot got sprayed by the skunk. And you know what? You know what Lady Lynette did to him?
No, what?
She put him in the bathtub with tomato juice, a whole bunch of cans of tomato juice. You should have seen a look on Buckshot's face.
Oh, really?
Oh, you should have seen his face. He had all the tomato juice. But it worked. It got the smell off of him.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, but now that little dog Buckshot, he's pretty smart about the skunks now. He doesn't mess with them anymore.
No, he learned his lesson.
Yeah.
What kind of a dog is Buckshot?
He's a beagle. He's a little beagle. He belongs to Farmer Tommy, really. Yeah, Buckshot was outside at nighttime. You know. And the skunks, they mostly come out at nighttime, right?
Yeah, mostly. Do you remember what we call that?
No.
Well, the animals that come out at nighttime, we call them nocturnal.
Oh, yeah, nocturnal. Now I remember. Thanks for reminding me.
My pleasure.
Yeah, I got it. Nocturnal.
That's right.
I mean, I've got it. Not I got it. I've got it.
Very good.
Yeah, Tata, those little skunks are so cute.
Well, do you know what we call a baby skunk?
No, I do not.
Yeah, it's called a kit.
A kit?
That's right.
Oh, like only one syllable kit?
Correct.
Not a kitten. Because a kitten has two syllables.
Very good. But the baby skunk and the kitten are very similar how they're born blind and deaf. And it's not till they're like 2 or 3 weeks old that they can see and hear really well.
How about that? And what else?
And the baby skunk, the kits, they stay with their mom for at least the first year, for the full year.
They do?
Yeah, they do.
Well, that's like the deer, the little Bambi baby fawns. That's a baby deer, a fawn.
That's right.
And the baby Bambi, the baby Bambi. Oh, you know what? And you know that the story about Bambi.
Oh yeah, Disney.
Yeah, Bambi. You know Bambi has a friend who's a skunk.
Yeah, I know that.
And you know what the skunk's name is?
Well, why don't you tell me?
The skunk's name is Flower. Because his flower smells really good, and so they named a skunk Flower.
That's pretty cute. There used to be this cartoon a long time ago, and there was this skunk, and he was French, and his name was Pepe Le Pew.
Pepe Le Pew? I don't get it.
You know, like Pew, P-U.
Oh, Pepe Le Pew.
Yes, Pepe Le Pew. Well, you know what? I know a really good tongue twister about a skunk.
A tongue twister? What's a tongue twister?
Well, those are words that you can get them mixed up because they kind of sound the same.
You know a tongue twister about a skunk?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I want to hear it. I want to hear it. I want to hear it, please.
Okay, here it goes. A skunk on a stump thought the stump stunk, but the stump thought the skunk stunk.
That's funny. Wait, you got to think about it. That's pretty funny. Could do it again.
A skunk on a stump thought the stump stunk, but the stump thought the skunk stunk.
That's so funny. Okay, I want to try, please. A skunk on a stump. I think I need you to help me.
Okay, we'll do it slow. A skunk on a stump.
A skunk on a stump.
Thought the stump stunk.
Thought the stump stunk.
But the stump.
But the stump.
Thought the skunk stunk.
Thought the skunk stunk.
There you have it.
Man, I need to practice that.
That's what it takes.
Okay, I'll have to practice it.
A skunk on a stump thought the stump stunk, but the stump thought the skunk stunk.
Man, you're good at it. Well, I don't know. We already had a tongue twister. Do we still get a poem?
Yeah, well, I think I have a poem.
Okay.
Okay, Pinky, I've got a really cute little poem here. It was written by Terry Hoffman, and the title of the poem is Skunk Tale. Here it is. The skunk romped out upon the path as I was walking by, and said to me with saucy smile, "What rules here do apply? Am I not but a stinky thing that you want to avoid? Do I present myself to you as something you've annoyed? I am a gentle creature, with goodwill toward all. Just never get into my way, or we will have a brawl." Then the skunk went on his way, his tail waving tall. Wrapped up in his self-worth, he said, "We're brothers, one and all."
Ah, oh, that's cute, the little skunk. Yeah, they're not going to spray if you don't mess with them. Yeah, you know, that just goes for a lot of creatures. And people too, you know. Some people just don't mess with them and they won't spray back.
That's a lot to be said for that, Pinky.
Yeah, that was fun talking about the skunks. Okay, Mildred, well, I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
All right.
Yes, Mildred the Moo Cow. I love you.
I love you too.